Soku isika atisendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Ulambulela ngenjabulo ku Studio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhla ka 13 kwenkwezi 2022 ngukips Dube. Ngendaba zethu lamhlanje
ngiyathabela kakhulu mvuke ekseni mbona iphepha ndaba libhalelwe ukhono kwahandabela kakhulu ngiyabonga abahlale benjalo asifuni ukubona ama spikes asifuni ukuthi okwenzakala eMtare kuphinde kwenzakale eZimbabwe asifuni abantu befu siyathaba ama spikes vele besingawathandi besingawathakazeli
amapolisa azelayo ukuba amise ngokuphangisa umkhuba wokujikela amaketani ahlaba amavili ezimoda abizwa ngokuthi ngama-spikes akade sebewasebenzisela abamakhombi
besibhekele ukuthi mpela ikhothi mantshi izoqinisa mpela isandla kakhulu ekucwaningeni ngale ndaba but-ke enuyakukho singakwenza sicabanga ukuthi bayakwazi abakwenzayo njalo siyakhola ukuthi mhlawumbe abakhiphileyo ngebheyili kodwa ngoicala lisaqhubeka lisazoqhubeka lithethwa sasele themba lokuthi isigwebo wasosithola
izizalwane zabone-South Africa eziyisikhombisa ebezivalelwe zisetheswa icala lokubulala isizalwane sakwaleZimbabwe uMnumzana Elvis Nyathi zikhululwe namuhla ngemva kokuvunyelwa ukuhlawula isibambiso sebheyili. Kuwoza Fridays lo mculi womdumo kamaskandi osacathulayo uMxolisi Ndlovu ohamba ngegama lokuthi Makhelwane Inkunzi Yeguzu. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulo msakazo. Amapolisa eZimbabwe aselayo ukuba amise ngokuphangisa umkhuba wokujikela amaketani ahlaba amavili ezimoda abizwa ngokuthi ngama-spikes akade bewasebenzisa kuhlelo lokuxotshanisa lokubobha abemijova abasebenza bengelamvumo. UMlondolozi Ndlovu usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Lomlayo wethulwe encwadini elotshwe ngumkhulu wamapolisa upolice commissioner Godwin Madanga othe amapolisa azasebenza insimbi lezi azabotshwa avalelwe ejele. Lokhu kuza ngesikhathi ukusetshenziswa kwalezi nsimbi ukuvimba izimota eziyabe zivalekela amapolisa sekudale ukufa kwabantu njalo abaningi balimala kakhulu kwenye ingozi edolobheni leMtare. UZulu uthi isinqumo esithethwe nguhulumende esokumisa ukusetshenziswa kwama-spike yinto enhle ngoba lokhu kuzabulalisa lokulimaza abantu abangelamacala abavele bethwele nzima ngodubo lokusilela kwezimota zokuhambisa. UMnumzana Libert Chirumo olula amalungelo oluntu uthi amapolisa abesephula amalungelo kaZulu ngokusebenzisa ama-spikes.
Mina indaba leyo ukuthi sebevalise ama-spikes ngithabe kakhulu ngoba kuyinto enceda thina esigadayo imithova yena leyo ngoba uzukwa ngona katholakali njalo akusayesabisi ukugada imithova ngoba abantu besebesifa. So ngezinye indlela uhulumende ubonile ukuthi impila kahle yabantu babo icakathekile kulokumisana kwezimota ama-spikes ngoba bekudala ukubhewuka lokufa kwabantu abaningi.
Uqhubeke sithi kumele amapolisa abhale phansi inombolo zemota bazisebenzise ukudinga imota ezibalekayo kunokuvimba ngensimbi lezi.
Ngithabe kakhulu mvuke ekuseni mbona iphepha ndaba libhalelwe ukhono kwahandabe kakhulu ngiyabonga abahlale benjalo asifuni ukubona ama spikes asifuni ukuthi okwenzakala eMtare kuphinde kwenzakale eZimbabwe asifuni abantu befu siyathaba ama spikes vele besingawathandi besingawathakazeli.
UMnumzana Davatha Mlilo yena othi insimbi lezi zake zajikwa ephakathi kwenye imota esithi uyasijabulela isinqumo sokuba zingasetshenziswa.
Indaba yamaspike leyi, indaba yamaspike siyathaba kakhulu ukuthi amapolisa aseze akwanisa ukuthi ayibhange. Indaba leyi yayivunyelwe laseyayikhuthi ukuthi kuthiwa kuyenzakala ukusebenziswa kwamaspike. Siyabonga kakhulu lokho okwenziwa ngamapolisa kodwa sicela ukuthi sicela ukuba kwazi ukuthi laba izimuli ezelaba abafayo ikombi yayivela eMtare ipolisa lijike ispike bazayenzwani bazakhompensethwa na okuyathulwa kushiwe kunjalo njalo lepolisa lelo sicela ukwazi ukuthi bazayenzani ngalo
lokhu kusekelwe ngunkosikazi Lisa Nala othi amapolisa abe siba ingozi kuzulu ngokusebenzisa lezinsimbi
siyabonga shuwa ngokubhanwa kwamaspikes lawo kanti ngoba indaba zama accidents bese ziziningi kakhulu abantu besifa ngenxa yokujikelwa kwamaspike emoteni ehambayo siyabonga shuwa siyathokoza
amapolisa abesebenzisa lezindlela kulandela isinqumo esabekwa lidale le High Court kumnyaka esanda kwedlula esokuba insimbi lezi zingasetshenziswa ukuze kubanjwe abashayeli abayabe bebaleka lapho bemiswa ngamapolisa kodwa lesi sinqumo bese sibangela ingozi eziningi zomgwaqo okuthi amapolisa agcina ebulalisa abantu abangelacala ikakhulu abantwana besikolo abayabe begade izimota lezi emadolobheni lapho okuvele kulo dubo lokusilela kwezimota zokuhambisa ukuya emsebenzini lokuphindela emakhaya kulandela ingozi eyenzakele eMtare ebulele abantu abane yalimaza abaningi uzulu uhlaye umkhosi okubangele ukuba lababona ngokulondoloza kwamalungelo oluntu lamalunga edale ephalamende bakhuthaza uhulumende ukuthi angenele wakhokhelela ekwethulweni kwesinqumo esitsha ngusikomishini wamapholisa uMatanga inhlanganiso ebona ngamalungelo abasebenzisa imichova lamabhasi e-Passengers Association of Zimbabwe PAS ilisemizameli yokuphanyeka udaba lolu emthethwandaba isola ukusebenziswa kwensimbi lezi ngimele isidu 7 ngiseharare ngimlondolozi Ndlovu
umthethwandaba waphezulu oyeHigh Court izolo wamukele isicelo sabantwana bakamoyi uRobert Mugabe owake waba ngumongameli welizwe sokuphikisa isinqumo sokuthi akhitshwe lapho abekwe khona ayibekwa endaweni yamaqhawe e-National Heroes Acre eHarare. Esethula lesi sinqumo umahluli uJustice Fatima Maxwell loJustice Amy Tsanga bavumelene ukuba abantwana bakaMugabe abathi ubona Mutsaruni Mugabe tinotenda Robert Mugabe Jr. loBela Manja Tunga Mugabe banalo ilungelo lokuphikisa isinqumo esathathwa yinduna uZwimba esokuthi ithuna elilele uMugabe ligejwe ayingcwatshwa kutsha eNational Heroes Acre. Lesi sicelo sabantwana bakaMugabe basikhweze eHigh Court ngoba beke bayalelwa umthethwandaba kaMantshi eOchinoyi wawusithi kabanalungelo lokuphikisa induna uZwimba. Izizalwane zakwele South Africa eziyisikhombisa ebezivalelwe zisetheswa icala lokubulala isizalwane sakwele Zimbabwe uNumzana Elvis Nyathi zikhululwe namhla ngemva kokuvunyelwa ukuhlawula isibambiso sebail. UThuso Khumalo usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo eseJohannesburg kwele South Africa.
Esethule isinqumo sakhe emthethwandaba kaMantshi Randburg eJohannesburg phezu kwesicelo sebail sabesilisa abayisikhombisa laba uMantshi unkosikazi Hlezipi Mkhasibe uthe abukho ubufakazi obuqinileyo obunikezwe ngabatshutshisi lamapholisa obungenza kube yingozi ukuthi abesilisa laba bakhululwe ngebail. Uthe isinqumo sakhe bekufanele asethule izolo kodwa umeli wabamangalelwa waseveza ukuthi umfakazi obethe abahlanu babamangalelwa wababona bebulala uNyathi ubuye wabesula lobu bufakazi wathi yena ubebaqamba njengabantu abaziyo hhaji abantu ababulala uNyathi. Uthe amapholisa ehlulekile ukuchaza ukuthi yiphi indima eyadlalwa ngumuntu wonke ngamunye ebulaweni kukaNyathi ngaphandle nje kokuthi bebeyingxenye yalabo abakhanda umuyi bamtshisa waze wafa. Uthe kuyacaca njalo ukuthi akekho phakathi kwabayisikhombisa laba owabanjwa isenza leli cala njengoba bonke babotshwa sekulensuku uNyathi ebulewe. Ukukhululwa kwabo lokhu ngebheyili kulethe intokozo enkulu kumuli abesilisa laba layo ebisemthethwandaba. Kodwa-ke umzala kaNyathi uMnumzana Mphathisi Ndlovu laye obesemthethwandaba uthe njengemuli badaniswe kakhulu isinqumo somthethwandaba.
Besibhekele ukuthi phela ikhothi uMantshi izogqinisa mpela isandla kakhulu ekucwaningeni ngale ndaba. Bathi-ke enuya kukho esingakwenza sicabanga ukuthi bayakwazi abakwenzayo njalo siyakhola ukuthi mhlawumbe abakhiphileko ngebheyili kodwa ngoba icala lisaqhubeka lisazoqhubeka lithethwa sasele themba lokuthi isigwebo bazosithola.
isikhulumeli seviyo labathuthisa unkosikazi Phindi Mjonondwane utshele isitudio 7 ukuthi lobanje bekhululwe ngebail balethemba lokuthi kusasele icala elikhulu ababhekane lalo.
Sinyanga obushushisa sisasamukela isifungo senkantolo, sizoqhubeka nophenyo, kuzothuma uphenyo seliqediwe bese ke sizilungiselela ukuthi icala lizothethwa enkantolo.
Umantshi ulaye omangalelwa ukuthi bahlawule amaranda azinkulungwane ezintathu 3000 rands yebail umuntu ngamunye bengathintani labafakazi kulolu daba njalo baphenduke njalo emthethweni ndaba mhla ka 7 Ntulikazi. Abathuthisi bake bazama ukuthi unkosikazi kamuyi unkosazana Nomsa Chuma yena osesekhaya eZimbabwe aphenduke kwele South Africa ezokutsho ukuthi kambe kukhona yini kwabokuthiweyo uwambonayo elalabo ababulala umkakhe, kodwa ke yena wahala esithi wesabela impilo yakhe. Omunye wabeZimbabwe owahlukunyezwa ndawonye lonyathi yena kenelisanga ukutsho ukuthi kwababotshiweyo ukhona yini oyingxenye yalabo abahamba lonyathi bayambulala. Selokhu kuqale lonyaka ziyanda izehlakalo zokuhlukunyezwa kwezalwane zakwamanye amazwe kwele South Africa zisenzwa yilabo abathi abantu bokuza abaphume baphele ngoba babathathela imisebenzi kanye lokudala amacala. Mele Studio 7 Johannesburg kwele South Africa nginguThuso Khumalo.
Kulesibotshana kwele Russia eseliqiniswa icala lokubulala umuntu owayezihambela kwele Ukraine ngesikhathi ele Russia lisanda kuhlasela ilizwe leli. Lokhu kuza ngesikhathi ele Russia lihlasela ngamandla kwele Ukraine. I-Associated Press ibika ukuba bekugcwele phambi intatheli zindaba emthethweni laba eKyiv kwele Ukraine ngesikhathi usayijeni Vadim Shaishmarin elethwa kuleyo ndawo. Umthethwandaba uthi wadubula umuntu owayezihlobela ibhasikili eChupakivka. Ubefakwe ebhokisini elincane emthethwandaba lo njalo elindwe ngamasotsha namapholisa abehlome aphelela. Uhulumende wakwele Ukraine uthi kulabantu abaningi ababulawa ngamasotsha akwele Russia anjengoShaishmarin. Umnumzana Joyce Ngwenya ocubungula ezombusazwe uthi lokhu kudazelelwa yinkokheli yamazwe entshonalanga.
Uzulu weUkraine lamanye amazwe e-EU le-ase-America bazakamukela ukuthoniswa kwaVadim Shaishmarin ibutho leRussia elabanjwa kuthiwa ladubula umuntu lambulala. Empini kuvele kule mthetho yokuthi abantu abangathwalanga izikhali vele kabadushula. Kodwa sabona ukuthi lokhu kuzahlupha ukuthi babe sebethonisisa abanye ngoba ukuze bababambe kulesikhathi bengazama nje ukuthi kathi sibasebenzise nje njengemzekeliso uShashin. Kodwa ngikholwa ukuthi kuzakuba lamarashi amaningi azabanjwa. Yena umnzana Putin yena ngokwakhe uyofanele abe lecala ngoba laba yisithunywa kuphela. Kumele ukuthi ukuthenswa icala leli kutshengise ilizwe lonke jikelele ukuthi impi yobudlwangudlwangu kayiqondanga ilizwe lakathesi kalisadingi ukuthi kube lempi. Ye, ngibona ngathi mina kuyinto enhle kakhulu, fanele siyamukele.
Kodwa umnumzana Ngabuduma Bhena unobhala jikelele webandla leZimbabwe Communist Party uthi akuqedakali ukuthoniswa kukaShaishmarin.
Lokho esikuzwayo kasilaqiniso lakho ukuthi kuliqiniso ngoba selokhu yasuka impi e-Ukraine, iNATO yavala abezindaba beRussia ukuthi batshele umhlaba ngokwenzakalayo. Indaba esizizwayo kuphela ziphuma kuba kuma news journalist abuya eAmerica kumba beNATO abeEurope. Kakula independent verification yodaba lolo okhulunywa ngalo. Yikho ke kuba nzima ukuthi siphawule. Thina sikuchoyo ukuthi kumele thina sizwe okuvela kibo bona beMelika labeNATO okuvela kuhulumeni weRussia. Sikwazi ukuthi sidingisise stole iqiniso yipi, kodwa kwakhathe sisizwa into evela ehlangothini olunye. Lokho kwenza ukuthi kube nzima ukuthi sikukholwe ukuthi into le kuleqiniso kumbe ngamanga, ngoba siyabona amanga amane ngakhulunywayo. Ngoba vele ngesiNgisi bathi in a war the first casualty is the truth. So iqiniso ke vele kasilazi.
Usenjalo uSenatorani Paul izolo kusihlwa umise kancane ukuthi kunikwe ele Ukraine amabhiliyoni angamajumi amane amadola, $40 billion yokuthenga izikhali ukuhlenga abaphephela kwamanye amazwe lokunye. Sekuzathatha iviki ukuba idale lesenethi kwelemelika lilungise udaba lolu. Kulabantu abaningi asebebulewe kwele Ukraine kulandela ukuhlaselwa kwelizwe leli ngele Russia ngohlolanja lonyaka. Kulangitoku namhlanje sihlaziya izikhondiso ezethulwe nguhulumende weZimbabwe athi nezokulungisisa umonakalo okhona kusimo somnotho welizwe ngokwalisa amabhanga ukukweledisa imali abantu lamakampani. Okwamanje ukuthi sizwe udaba oluveza imibono kahulumende weMelika. Kuqakathekile kakhulu ukunanza usuku lwe-Earth Day okwenziwa ngumabasa sonke isikhathi ngoba ezemvelo yizo eziphilisa uzulu, inyamazana lakho konke okutholakala emhlabeni. Ukunanza lokhu kukhumbuza uzulu ukusungulwa kwenhlanganiso ezivikela ezemvelo. Ukunanza usuku lolu waqala ngomnyaka ka-1970 lapho kwethulwa imithetho eminingi yokuvikela umkhathi, amanzi, inyamazana lokunye. Kwaba isikhathi njalo sokubumba uhlangothi olubona ngezemvelo kule Melika olwe-US Environmental Protection Agency. Lokhu kwakusenzelwa ukuvimba ukugugudeka komhlaba. Lo nyaka uhulumende kamongameli Joseph Biden uthethele elinye njalo inyathelo lokuvimba ukukhudumala lokugugudeka komhlaba ngesikhathi kunanzwa usuku lwe-Earth Day. Okwenziwa nguhulumende kaBiden kugoqela ukuvimba ukuganyulwa kwezihlahla, ukukhuthaza ukulondoloza ezemvelo lezilwandle, ukuthiwa kwenhlanzi ngemfanelo, ukubuthwa kwamaplastiki lokunye. Lokhu konke kungokunye okwaqala ukwenziwa nguhulumende kaBiden lonkosikazi Kamala Harris kusukela ngesikhathi bengena ezikhundleni. Babambisana labanye amazwe phansi kwesinqumo se-US-China Joint Glasgow Declaration esokulondoloza umhlaba ngokulwisana lokukhudumeza umkhathi. Uhulumende weMelika ukhangelwe njalo ukuba uzaqhuba umhlangano omkhulu wenkokheli yamazwe omhlaba wonke jikelele. Uzahlolisisa okungenziwa ukuze kulondolezwe ezemvelo njalo kuvinjwe ukukhudumala komkhathi. Amazwe athuthukayo akhangelwe ukuba azancediswa ngokuqhuba inhlelo ezilondoloza umhlaba. Umnumzana Anthony Blinken okhokhela uhlangothi lukahulumende kwelemelika olubona ngokudlelana lamanye amazwe uthi elemelika lifisa ukuba kuvinjwe inhlelo ezenza umhlaba ukudumale ngamandla. UBlinken uthi elemelika lethula imizamo eliyenzayo ukuze livimbe ukugugudeka komhlaba okwenziwa yokukhudumala komkhathi. Uthi elemelika lizazama ngamandla wonke ukuba umhlaba wonke jikelele uhlale ukusimo esingabhidlizi ezemvelo. UBlinken uncoba kakhulu okwenziwa ngababemele elemelika emhlanganweni we-COP26 eGlasgow. Uthi elemelika okwamanje lilandela isivumelwano se-Paris Agreement esikubeka sobala ukuba kumele kulondolozwe kahle ezemvelo uze uzulu aphile kahle emhlabeni. Uthi bazasebenza lenhlanganiso ezikuqhela eyamazwe akuzokazi le-Europe, e-European Union, uze kuvinjwe ukukhudumala komkhathi. Lolu bekuludaba oluveza imibono kahulumende weMelika. Wenzemidlalo udlela evalweni umqeqeshi weqembu lomdlalo wenguqu ele-Highlanders uMandla Mpofu phambilini komdlalo wabo leqembu le-Dynamos ngesonto. Intetheli zindaba yethu yemidlalo uJoseph Njanji usipha lolu daba.
Umle Highlanders lizadibana nele-Dynamos ngesonto enkundleni eBarber Fields kule minyaka embalwa. Iqembu ledimbare lancina ukunqoba eleBhoso kumidlalo yeligi, kodwa uMpofu uthi abangeke bathembele kuleyo mbali.
Umdlalo kwesikhathi ungawukhangela awufuni ukukhangele ngembali, ngoba okuzayenzakala ngesonto uyabungakwazi. ngoba la iDynamos kathi siyalungiselela ungakhangela lalapho ekhona ingunumber one ngoba iyakwanisa ukudlala ibhola. Number one ngoba ibikwanisa ukuhamba ithatha ama-points home and away and ngiyazi ukuthi babuya belikhulu baleqhubu elikhulu kakhulu abanalo ababuya nalo ngevuka ukuthi sibadle kwi-independence. So ngumdlalo omkhulu okumele ukuthi lathi sinje njengeqembu silungiselele okuzwayo ukuthi sithole ama-points esiwafunayo.
Ngempela viki edlulileyo kulabalandeli beqembu layo lendaza abatshengisele besithi umqeqeshi uMpofu esuswe esikhundleni, kodwa umgadli weqembu leBoso uLinus Chikuwa uthi abalandeli kumele babuye ukuzokhuthaza iqembu balinqobe.
Bebuye bezobulela igame bezofakaza njengenjayelo kanti asikuthi bebuye bezothethisa benzena thina ukubuya kwabo yikho ukuze senza lathi sithole 3 points onze sizifuna onsandi.
Imvimbi yeqembu leBoso uAndrew Mbeba layo ugcizelele ukuba bazimisele njengabadlali unqoba ngensonto
ngimenzini futhi kodwa thina ukutraining kwethu sirayithi ungumuntu ofokasile ngoku ngikwenza lasukuthi kunye sabantu bengabe criticize to ufanele ngiyinto shoshoshoshosho bathini focus ithi zingimenza ukuthi play Sunday's game.
Amaqembu lawa ehlukaniswa imiklomelo elichumi lane njengoba ele Dynamos le miklomelo ngamachumi amathathu ukuthi ele Highlanders lona le miklomelo elichumi lesithupha. Eminye imidlalo yevikile chumi lanhlanu kusigaba seCastlaga Premier Soccer League izadlalwa ngokulandelayo. Ngomgqibelo iqembu leNkezi Platinum Stars lizemukela ele Tenex ngaseBaobab, iqembu leRentals lizadibana lele Bulawayo Chiefs ngaseNational Sports Stadium, iqembu leBulawayo City lizadlala lele ZPC Kariba ngaseBaobab Fields, ukuthi iqembu leWawa lizanqikilana lele Harare City nase Ascot. Ngensonto iqembu leCapes United lizemukela ele Chicken Inn nase National Sports Stadium, iqembu leManica Diamonds lizadlala lele Black Rhinos ngase Sakuba, kuthi iqembu leTriangle lizadibana lele Cranbourne Bullets ngase Kibo. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngokulawayo nguJoseph Njanji.
Kuwoza Fridays lomkhuli womdumo kwamasikhandi osathuthukayo uMxolisi Ndlovu uhamba ngegama lokuthi makhelwane inkunzi yegusu untu kabelikomo weStudio 7 usipha lolu daba.
Unkunzi udabuka elupane esigabeni sasekavela kodwa ucula ekwele South Africa. Leli lidlalate lakhe lesibili njalo isihloko salo sithi isakhelene. Nangu echasisa
emculweni sengiyesikhathi singango 2 years ngiqale ngo 2020 ukuba ngiyethule iCD lokuqala ebelithuvala sasengenza ke iCD lesibili.
Idlalate leli lilengoma ezilichumi lambili ezigoqela ethi amaphiko, Jerusalema, ponyongo, kanye lethi imizuzwana. Abangathanda ukuthenga umculo wakho uba kuthola njani?
Inamba inatholakala kuzona +27 72 62 02 780 +27 72 62 02 780 ngise South Africa ngise Joburg nje abantu abangabe se Joburg lapho siyabe singathintana kulezo namba numbers ema city angatholakala leso skadi mabe sixhumana segoli
abalandeli ke ubatshela wapha amasi
ama city akhona nalapho kuba khona imsimbi nje eyenzekayo ekhaya noma imsimbi nje yasemshadweni imsimbi yasima birthday party kuvumelekile ukuba ningasimema nathi size sibambisane nabo abalandeli bethu kulokho ababe bebhekane nabo kulowo mcimbi ababe bhekane nawo.
Uphuma ke enkundleni umakhelwane inkunzi yegusu ngale ethi Jerusalema.
Sangile ezinye zezindaba ebezikhokela. Amapolisa eZimbabwe aselayo ukuba amise ngokuphangisa umkhuba wokujikela amaketani ahlaba amavili ezimota abizwa ngokuthi ngama-spikes akade sebewasebenzisela abamakhombi. Izizalwane zakwele South Africa eziyisikhombisa ebezivalelwe zisetheswa icala lokubulala isizalwane sakwele Zimbabwe uMnumzana Elvis Nyathi zikhululwe namhla ngemva kokuvunyelwa ukuhlawula isibambiso se-bail. Kule soja nakwele Russia eselitholiswa icala lokubulala umuntu owayezihambela kule Ukraine ngesikhathi ele Russia lisanda kuhlasela ilizwe leli. Siliqhuba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje olivalelisayo ngoKips Dube.
Ngiyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-half past 7 kusiya ku-8 o'clock ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilan.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.